I want to look now at this next prophecy, and it's in the 24th chapter, and we find here that he's taken this man up here to another place, and we read in verse 1 of chapter 24, "And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not as at other times to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. Balak lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him." Now see, that's an amazing thing about this man. The Spirit of God came upon this man, and listen to his prophecy. He took up his parable and said, "Balaam the son of Beor hath said, and the man whose eyes are open hath said, he hath said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel." Now there was sin in the camp, and God dealt with that sin. That was the brazen serpent. God dealt with those people. He judged them. But he's not going to let anyone on the outside bring a charge against them. All this man can do is to bless them and to praise them. And Satan can't bring a charge against God's elect. Who shall? That's Paul's question. If God be for us, who can be against us? What are we going to say to these things? Well, friends, I have anything to say. I just say hallelujah, that's all. Because it's God that justifies. And who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Well, nobody can if God's already declared them righteous, and that's what he's done. This is a marvelous prophecy, by the way. Now, the fourth prophecy is over here in the 24th chapter, verse 17. And this is prophecy that's good for Christmas time. "I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Seth. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly." Now you'll find out that about 1,500 years after this, that out of that land of the east from which Balaam came, and you must recall that this prophecy was retained in that land, as this man was considered an outstanding prophet among these wise men of the east. And we find that there comes into Jerusalem a whole company of wise men, and they ask the question, "Where is he that's born king of the Jews?" Now, where in the world did they know anything about the king of the Jews? And they say, "We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to worship him." And how did they associate a star with a king, and a king coming out of Israel? Well, it's quite obvious that here could be the basis for it, because we're told here, "There shall come a star out of Jacob," and that would be the star that the wise men saw when they were in the east. "The star's out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel." Now, that scepter, of course, is a king that would rise out of Israel. So they would naturally come and say, "Where is he that's born king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to worship him."